Okay, my understanding is the Olam finished Shin Lamed Gimel, they're starting Shin Lamed Aleph already, Baruch Hashem. So I have to speak in Shin Lamed Gimel, so much to speak about. I'm going to take one Nakuda, he says to stick a Nakuda in Shin Lamed Gimel, and we'll touch on hopefully a number of points in Shin Lamed Gimel. For Cholam Estayef. Alright, I'm going to focus on the Din of Chazer Sapoel. Obviously, we know the Din of Chazer Sapoel is learned out from Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim. I'm sure the Elam saw that there are different shatim and what that means, but I want to just develop it. Let's start. I guess the starting point would be the Torah. The Torah says that Yodei Alo Yein of Apoya, when he's Chayza B'chatzei Hayayin, means Mamish Yodei Alo Yein. For example, if he was doing Malach and it was Huzal, and it went down in price, so let's say he started out with, the job was 8, he did half the job, and now to do the second half of the job only costs 2, but Etzim, he only did half the job, so really he only deserves 4. But because he has a din yodol yoyna, somehow he now is getting 6. He's getting even more than what he did. He's going to get 6 because all it takes is another 2 to be mashlim the malacha, to be mashlim the 8. So memeli is entitled to 6. A peladik atorn, to bring it out a little more peladik, is you don't need this. But what happens if he did the malacha, half the malacha, and was taka worth only 8 when he did the half malacha, and then it was nishtana hashar and it went down? So I'm just bringing out even more. So when he did the malacha of his half, he taka was only deserving 4. And as nishtana malacha went down, all of a sudden, now I'm going to be chayza, now he's entitled to 6. Also, but from the chazar alone, all of a sudden he's entitled to another 2. Doesn't make sense. It needs a beer, right? So the Shach jumps on the tour, says even that maybe there was in the tour klaf yashan taka, there's no such tour, whatever, but that's the problem. The problem is, how could a poel deserve more than his actual malacha is worth? Kiyidu, the Ksoisin Sivkan Ches, explains, Ziyasa, the beautiful klal, that Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim V'lo Avodim L'Avodim means Midin Geroin Kesef. He quotes a Gois Maimini, Chuvis Maimini, which is quoting a Chuvis Maram. Good. So it's a chiddush din. What does it mean? Kli b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. It means midin geroyin kesef. A major chiddush. All right. Probably none of us, when we learned the Gemara, understood it was al geroyin kesef. But yeah, just like avodim have a koyach to be choyza, to back out of the deal with a geroyin kesef. So kol shekein, the Gemara says kol shekein a poel, which is leichta, certainly will have the ability to back out of midin geroyin kesef. All right. Fine. Now, this vart of Gerein Kesef is not only in the Chuvus Maram that he quotes, which is the first Prague Pehei, but it's also in the first Prague Ayin Beis. It's also a Taisus HaRosh and Bava Matiyah Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, and the Taisus of Adir Rabbein Atam with Moshe Kli Umnis, the Kumis, whatever Taisus HaRosh says, Mafurish of Adir, there it's Midin Gerein Kesef. Let's check it out. Yeah. The Mordechai brings it down, but the Rosh says it. Okay, so the Rosh, very good. Sorry, it's Memchas and Aleph. So over there, the Rosh says. Very good. Right. Good, very good. So it's a Rosh as well. Okay, I stand corrected. Good. So now you have a Rosh as well. It's no surprise. The Talmud, the Maram, good. And it's also a Chuvis Rajbash and Kuf Tzadi Tes also says it's Medim Gerein Kesef. So it's not a Blitz Shitas Yachad that the Ksais is jumping on. It seems like it's Muskim Yerishainim. In fact, now we start to wonder that maybe all the Rishainim really hold like that, and that's really the Amas Abshat. I mean, B'li Chayla, because just because we thought maybe otherwise, but we as our riot to argue with the Rishonim and Pshat Negemara. All right. So B'kitzah, so going back, so that's a Ksois of Cheshon. Ksois has a beautiful Cheshon. Hayois is midin geroin kesef, and halach is mecheshvin and lahaka by an eved ivri gufa. What would be if his malacha went down, and he's now only worth 2, and he would like to back out? So all he has to do is he has to pay 2. So besides, he got paid 8 at the beginning, and now he's paying 2 to buy himself out. So all of a sudden, he got 6, for a half a malacha, for half a avdus, which should only be entitled to 4. But that's a chiddush akra. The chiddush akra is that you mecheshvin and la'akel. Memela zakta ksayt hu adin by poel, since ganza din chazar is learned out from Gerein Kesef, will have the same mile of Gerein Kesef to be mecheshvin and la'akel. That's a ksayt. Very geshmak a ksayt. All right. The ma'is is a ksayt is beautiful, but it really is not muskim Al-Sukh's growing kesef. That halacha that Mecheshvinu lahaka by growing kesef is a makleikas vishayinim. Rashi holds that it's even legabi huzal. However, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's mashma faker. The Rambam's mashma that the whole din of Mecheshvinu lahaka is only by nishkaf. If the poel himself, if the eved himself got ruined, the eved himself got sick, or whatever it is. But if the eved stayed the same, just the price and the shar went down for avodim, then you don't have the klal of Mecheshvinu lahaka. And the Ksais is applying it to our case, which is Pashas, even Namala cases, when the Shah went down, and nevertheless he says the same din. So it's a very nice prat in the Tur, but it's not Muskim Lakol. And this Diyak in the Ramam is really Rishash and Bava Matiyah. Daf Yoram Aralef over there, on that Taisis, the Rishash is Medayak in the Rambam like that as well. All right. Fine. So now, what did the Shach hold? So now we know the Ksois of Chan the Tur. So why was the Shach jumping on the Tur for? If it's also Din Gerayin Kesef, what's the problem? The Tur makes, the Ksois makes a lot of sense. And you can't say it because he understood the Rambam was only by Nishchaf, by when it ever gets its Chola, but not when it goes down in price. Because Pashas the Shach is arguing the Tur, B'chol Gavni, not only by Huzal, he's arguing by Nishchaf as well. No matter what, the Shach can't lie. How is it possible for a guy to back out and all of a sudden be entitled to six more than he was supposed to do, Kafi his Upmach? All right. So I think the Poshe Pshat Neshach is that Shkoyach that it's Midin Gerayin Kesev, and Shkoyach that by Gerayin Kesev the Din is Mechashvin and Lohakel. But let's understand that why by Eved is Mechashvin and Lohakel? Because Be'etzem, you were sold, you're an item, so Kilo, you were bought by the Odin, and now you want to know how much you have to pay when you buy yourself back, so that's a klal, Mechashvin and Lohakel, you buy yourself back for less. I mean, if I had I flip a lot, I sell it to you, and later on I change my mind, now I want the lot back. So we'll have to dan kafi the shah at that time. If I sell you myself and I want to buy myself back, so of course we're going to go kafi hashar yetzi at that time. It makes a lot of sense because the hukah and the huzal happened biyad ha'odin. It's his item that went up and down. So it makes a lot of sense that if it goes down and I want to buy back, I'm going to buy back for less. But
even
by
if it goes up.
But it goes up. Yeah, I'm going to get to it in a second. One second. But at least in the terms of when it goes down, that makes a lot of sense that what went down was Nisqaf Chesedeo. It's his mazel of the other went down. It's his Yukra Vezula. Now if I want to buy back, of course, the price I'm going to pay is the Zula. It makes a lot of sense. Mashiach came by Poyel. No matter what lumdis you want to use, it's a Gemara Mufureshes that Poyel, the way he earns his living, the way he earns his upmach is Metchila Vad Soif. There's two dinim. That's when it's payable. But what earns his upmach, that's mitchila vatzayif. Okay? So every day that he does more malacha, every hour that he's working, he earns another dollar, another dollar, another dollar. If he worked half the time, he earned half the amount. But now he's going to be choyza. What gives him the koyach to earn even more than he worked? It makes no sense. What did the soyis fadim by saying, oh, it's gerayin kesef? Still. But the mebalt, it's only vivite he's working and how much his work earned, and he only worked half the time when it was in a lower rate or whatever the amach was at that, which is only four, and now it went down. So how is he entitled to another two? It wasn't that he's buying himself back. He's not doing that. He's just getting himself out of the shibud midin gerayin kesef. But he didn't earn that money yet. So how could he earn six if he only deserves to earn four? If he only did a melacha four. And Beit and Baruch Hashem, the Tshuvas Avnei Nezeh is Tekasha. You can look it up. It's Chayesh Mishvot Simen Nun Beis. It's Mechudosh Aleph. He has a bunch of Mechudosh and Geshmaka, probably Elim already saw. A bunch of Mechudosh on the Din of Chazaris Poel. And over there, in Ois Gimel, the Mechudosh Aleph, he asks his Kasha. And it seems that the Chazanish also had this problem. Chazanish and Bava Kama Chaf Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Without saying the Kasha, he says he can't be Soivul the Ksois unless we're talking about that they were Hiktim Schore Metchila and they were Masnum Metchila, that he's kind of goofy, Kilo, like it's an Evit, so now you're buying yourself back. But otherwise, what does the Ksois want? Who cares? It's Gerayin Kesef, but how could you earn more than you Taka deserve to earn, than Taka worked for? He can't lie the Ksois.
He just suddenly owes everybody as Kolos Malachor, it's not a Kenyan.
I know, but it seems he held the Ksais's growing kes. He didn't argue on that. He just said that I can't lie it only if it's Hiktim Skare Vikana Gufay. Doesn't say otherwise it's not growing kes. He said otherwise it wouldn't be the Zalaka Mamela, the Shach is right. You have to look at the Lashon Chazanish. Sorry?
Right,
no, but Hiktim Skare is also not. He wants Hiktim Skare Vikana Gufay. He wants it to be a Kinyan Aguf, so you're buying yourself back like like an Eved. But if it will be just a regular Kinyan, and it will be not just Haskalas Malka, a regular Kinyan, it won't be. He needs it to be your Masnedi, your Kleina Gufay, that yet. So then it's a Mechira, like Eved Ivri. I sold it to you, now it went down price, I'm going to buy it back at a lower price. But once you fall short of that, it wasn't a Kinyan Begufay, you can do as many Kinyan, it's not just Haskalas Malka, you can have a grand Kesef, but you can't lie. How could you earn more than you deserve? Sorry? No, that's what I'm saying. I think that he could hold a poel is a Gerayin Kesef. It's learned out from Gerayin Kesef, and that's how you get yourself out of the Shibud. But how could you earn more? How could you deserve more than Yutaka earned and Yutaka worked for? You can't do that. So the only way you would save a lid, if you make an Akimta, that it was Hiktum Skar, and you made a Kinyan, and you made a Kinyan Begufa, that his Mamish owns him like an Evet. So then I own him. I bought him at one price. The value went down, so I'm going to sell him back for less. But anything short of that, he couldn't understand the ksais. Sorry? That the shagdan, I know, I'm going to bout, we'll get to it. Maybe, we'll see. See, I'd like to see, it's not like a bout, hold on. Now, okay, there's a taisis in Kedushin, which the Eilim Suandaf Yudzayinam and Aleph, when it's talking about Chola. So Taisis brings down the Yesh Meforshim that who are just like by Eved, which is Ava Shalosh V'Chola Shalosh, he's entitled the whole amount, and he doesn't get deducted for the Chola Shalosh. So too every Poel, which is Nenas, the Chatzi Ayoim, he'll be entitled to the full wage. And it says, and the Taisis brings a Raya that it can't be from Medik and the Gemara in Bayos, and Ein Zayin, but there was a Shitas Rishonim, and it wasn't just the Tais of the Ezgada, Meram Rambrek held like that Mitchila, before he also had this raya that Taisa brings in a chaloim, he got this, but whatever. Before he got that raya, he also, one tshuva, the first tshuva of the Maram, Taka held like that, the tshuvas Maimoni brings down, before he was chayza. And even after his chazara and the Rosh, they come on with other fish in the terutzim, how to be mechalek between Payol and Evet, whether you, the Rosh holds that you were mechabal on back is like a mechila, and the Maram said the ventuch if you paid up front or not. But he said he couldn't be mechalek between Payol and Evet. He understood that Payol should, if Eved is entitled to his full amount, even though he is Chala, so too a Poel should be entitled to his full amount, even though he is Chala. Now here you have a Chavu Rishonim, so what do they do with the Gemara Mefresh? The Gemara says that Skiz Mishtalam is Metchila Vatsoif. So if the guy was Chala, he could be deserving everything like an Eved, but if he didn't work the second half of the day, how is he entitled to pay? It doesn't make any... Well, what's going on? So he was an Oynis, and he can't hold it, and it's not in the Stachfas, the day of the Balabayas. He could throw in every terminology you want. But the bottom line is, he didn't work. If he doesn't work, he doesn't earn money. It's mitchila vatzoif. Every day, every hour he works, he deserves another dollar. If he doesn't work, he doesn't deserve money. What's going on? All these Rishonim.
Balabayas is Chazer, and Pael's not working. He pays him Kapal Bafel.
Right.
Not Al Tazik. It's in the case of the Pael didn't have him.
Good. So maybe that's his schiris. I don't know, the schiris is menastam. From the not working is also I'm paying you. I'm paying you to not work. No, he's not paying being paid to not work. He was sick.
Part of the schiris is to pay to not work also.
No, that's if I'm choizo, so I don't want you to work. If I was choizo and I don't want you to work, so you're doing what it makes a lot of sense. No, not necessarily. It makes a lot of sense. If I ask you that I don't need you today, so the way I want you to work is by twiddling your thumbs, so I'll pay you for the twiddling your thumbs. That's how you're working for me. But if the guy is sick, he's not working. All right. So I want to be mechadish shtickel. I know it's a chiddish, but I want to be mechadish that the word of mitchila vatsoif doesn't mean that for every mashu that is oived, he deserves more money. The way it works like this, we have an upmach with a poil, and you're going to work for me for a day, and I pay you a dollar. Now you're meshubit to me to work for that day, and I'm meshubit to pay for that dollar. But mitchila vatsoif is in the zman. We were kaitzev a zman. Monday, you're mine. So the first hour of Monday, regardless whether you work or not, the first hour of Monday is mitchila vatsoif, because I was kaitzev you a price for the zman called Monday. So mitchila vatsoif is mitchila vatsoif in the zman, not mitchila vatsoif in the pula. Why do you have to work for? Because that's your shibut. Just I have a shibut to pay you for that zman, you have a shibut to work in that zman. That was your shibut. But mitchila vatsoif is in the zman, not in the pula.
Would make a difference.
Is it Poyal or Kaplan? Kaplan works a little different, Grana. It would make a difference. I'm talking about in Poyal. The Poyal is that you mishabit to me, your Zman. You gave yourself up like an Evet, that you're mine for the day. So that Zman. similar to an Eved. That Zman is mine. So it's not like an Eved in Gansin, that Eved is mamish like a Mechir. I bought a Sefer today, I bought a table, I bought an Eved. I didn't buy you today because it's Mitchila Vatsoif. But I made a deal with you that every second that you continue to be mine, that you're Meshubit to me, then I owe you money. So the Mitchila Vatsoif is in the Shiva, in the Zman that you're Meshabit me, but not on the Malacha that you do. Sorry?
Right.
Correct. The Zman that Mokish fought. Right. That Shibud in that Mokish. That Shibud of that last man is a Mokish. Oh, so made like this. So even. Sorry?
Could be.
Oh. So now, when it comes to Cholosh Cholosh, the reason why you're entitled to be paid is because the Maisa, you were around for those 6 years. You didn't die. The guy is still around. Maybe he didn't even die, but also, I don't know. But at least if the guy is still around, the guy is still around. So Mamela, he is still Meshubit to me for that time. Just he was Choyla. So if he was Choyla, he was Ne'ena. So it's Nestakva Sadeh of the Balabais. But he's earning work. He's earning pay as he's being sick. Because every second, he's still being Meshubit to the Balabais for work. Just remember, if the Balabais is Poyol, can't work. So it's the Balabais' problem. But the Poyol is still Meshubit, is being Mekayim, his obligation of the Shibud. Every second that he's Meshubit is another dal, and that's how he's going to get his whole pay. Because if they don't work, then you didn't keep an Eved Ivri who also doesn't work, an Eved Ivri who also doesn't work doesn't get paid. Eved Ivri, and if he's Yoysa Meshalash Chala, he also doesn't get paid. Okay, good.
But if you don't do you, I'm not paying.
That's part. If you're not, then you're not carrying through with your Shibud. You're not carrying through with Shibud. I don't know if it's Mamash or Tanai, but you're not carrying through with your Shibud. But if you're carrying through with your Shibud, you're being Meshabed yourself for that man. Just you can't work and you're annoying. It's not your fault. It's about Balabai's fault because Nistaf Chasadeo. You did whatever you could do. So you deserve to get paid. Sorry? Who says Talin Kinyango? No, Tosis himself later on. But when the first Prat, he says Talin Kinyango. The Maram says Lahedi has nothing to do with Kinyan Agov. He doesn't like Tosis, it's Chilukim. And he still says it. Sorry? Good. Okay, good. So maybe that will be a kasha on these Yesh Mefarshim. You have to know how to handle what's with the Cholo and then Gai Shemelech. Why is one knowing is different? That's Tamakash and Rishonim. That's nothing to do with me. No matter how you learn. All right. So now, going back to the Ksois. So what's the, so now, L'chayr the Ksois is a very good shmak to answer up the Torah. Because what did he mean that it's Al-Skurayin Kesa? How could you earn more than the Maisa, what you're working for? It's Metchila V'Atsoif. Right, Davin Nezis Kasha. It's not Shrer. Because Metchila V'Atsoif just means in Maizman. So Be'etzim like this, just to understand the structure. Be'etzim, I created a Shiba to you for 6 years, and for that 6 years I deserve pay. That Shibud is for 6 years. I'm not going to check it. Now, Novos, the Chiddush Grain Kesef said that I have this chus to be koina b'chazara to buy out my avoid. I'm not going to buy out my zman. Means, the Shibud that I have for you to work is still there. It's still kind for 6 years. No, that Shibud means now I got to work. Right, I created a structure that says I'm Meshubit, and now because of that Shibud, I got to work. What Gerayin Kesef says is I could buy out that I don't need to work. That even though we have this structure called 6 years, I'm going to buy out that I don't need to work, even though Numala had a Shibud, because I'm buying it back. I'm buying that Schutz back that I don't have to work. But beside this man that I was Meshubit myself for 6 years, that structure I didn't shepherd with. The Shibud's kind for 6 years, not us. But that Shibud's meaningless now. Why? Because what did that Shibud do? That Shibud caused it to work. Well, I bought back that, just like if you had an Eved, I could buy the Eved off of you. Well, I'm buying myself back from you. I'm buying that Avoida that the Shibud is going back from you. I'm buying that Avoida. And now I don't have to do that Avoida.
When does he pay me that extra
too? Excellent Shiloh. That's a good Shiloh. Now, I got to think. I'm not sure, because just like by Paul Bottle has to pay now, like the Machan Frank, because this is the soif. Because Hayois, once I bought it back, so it's the soif of the Avoida. It's a soif.
The way you're saying it's not a soif.
No, because it's two different dinas. It's a mitchil v'atsoif, and then there's a zman peroin, and mishlam is elo b'soif. The mishlam is elo b'soif is the b'soif the avoida. That's for sure. So you want to know what would be with the extra $2? You want to know what would be with the extra $2? We could damn that.
But that's the soif that comes before the mishlam.
No, that's the soif that comes before. That soif is the soif of what was mitchil v'atsoif till then in terms of earning. Because I earn, because every day is another minute, every hour is another dollar, whatever it is. And that soif is, right now, I'm no longer going to work for you. So that's a soif. You have to pay me when I leave. You have to pay me. I'm leaving now. The mitchil of atzoif of the earning is continuing. Right, 1 second. But the avoida, the maisa, the avoida is stopped already. So it was already the l'batzoif. So for sure, what the four, well, I zikha deserve already. You want to know the last two? I hear the shayla. All right. Huh? Of the satsa, what?
What is it? Why you have a shayla? What's the other tzad?
Of that too? How does it work that goes in my frey? I don't know.
The other tzad is to say that the real shiva is really easy. Even the shiva is finished because the shiva is not doing anything, so the whole shiva is bottled?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. The way, now the Maisa, the Pasach question explains a different pshat in the Ksais. I don't want to get bogged down because I have a lot more to say, but he has a whole pshat in the Ksais question, and he learned that Geroin Kesef is Ashlamis Avoida. When you pay, you're working. The payment is value of work. So when he pays Geroin Kesef, he worked the whole day. You didn't see it, but he did. He worked all day by working half the day and paying you for the second half. That's how he actually worked all day. So it's attached from the malacha. So once he pays, I guess, also, till you pay, you weren't mashing the malacha, maybe you won't be safe, I don't know. But once you pay, so at that point, then you're mashing the malacha, then you deserve to get paid. All right.
He doesn't get paid yet, he doesn't pay.
Yeah, 100%. There are enough communities, Marek, whatever. Yeah, Tabaz question. All right, let's move on. There's a lot more here. Fine. There's a Marek. The Marek holds that a poor Yachalakzabo, even if he was already Makabal in Gansas Chiris, and he doesn't have money to pay back, he's a lot of Bichoiza. Mashenkin Be'evit, he spells out, even though ever by Gerain Kesef, if he doesn't have the money, he's now a lot of Bichoiza. In Pashas, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, right? But by Poyel, even if he was already paid and he doesn't have money, he has a right to be Choyza. That's the Marek. And the Mechaba in Tziv Gimel brings down the Marek, straight Alokha. It's a Muskum Lakal. Comes along the Ksois, Kedarka, Kedush, Lishitosin, he jumps, he says, what's going on? Ksois and Tziv Gimel involved, that if you hold like the Chuvus Maimini, the Maram, that Chazaris Poyel is only within Groin Kesef, Faket, it's Ezoivi and Evid. So to, just like an Evid can't be Choyz if he doesn't have money, because there's no din Groin Kesef, you don't have money. So to over here, if he doesn't have money, it's not going to be Groin Kesef. And therefore he argues and he says that the Alokha Luchayr should not be like the Mechaba. Just if he has, he said he has a Raya from Toysis. Okay, we'll get to the Raya shortly. But that's what the Ksais holds. Again, the Ksais Lishitosa uses the Maram's Geroin Kesef to argue with the Mufusha Mechaba, the Marik, that you're allowed to be Choyze even if you don't have money. So what did the Marik hold? So you don't have to be rocket scientists. If you look up the Tshuva's Marik, Marik spells clearly, not in that paragraph. If you go right in the Tshuva, you see clearly what the Marik held. Marik argues with the side of the Tshuva's Maimonides, because this is the first Kadmain we have that entertains a new pshan in Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim V'la Avodim L'Avodim. Avodim. He learns that the Gzeris HaKosef was not Geroin Kesef. The Gzeris HaKosef was that Hayoyis HaTorah has a Hakpod of Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim V'la Avodim L'Avodim. We don't want you to be Avodim. Shtari Koidim, you can't be Avodim. So Memele, it's impossible for you to affect such a kinyan, so to speak, to affect such a upmach of schiris that you meshubit him without a chazara. You can't do that. Because Kalib Neizel Avadim Velo Avadim Lodan. To do that would be creating avdus. And we can't allow you to create avdus. We don't want to allow you to create avdus. So therefore, you must be able to be choyza. Once you're able to be choyza, you're not an avid. It's when you can't be choyza, that's avdus, and the Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim V'la Avodim L'Avodim says you can't do that, so Memela, you must be able to be Chayza. And his Lashon is Hainu Taima, that he's allowed to be Chdiyachol Lagzabay Mishum Dixiv Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim V'la Avodim V'la Avodim V'yi Amrit Deloi Matzi Medebe. If you're going to say you can't be Chayza, you can't have like Avdoy. So Al Kochach, he must be able to be Chayza. It's not out to Geroin Kesef. It stops right now. The deal that we had for 6 years, whatever we made up, this din schiris, I could cut it short at any time and change the deal. Because if it's not shy for me to do otherwise, because it's Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim, for Avodim, I can't create Avdus. And the difference between Avdus and not Avdus is Chazara. Without Avdus, without Chazara, it is Avdus. With Chazara, all of a sudden, I'm always have it. And Be'etzim, this word is really a Yerushalmi. Bederech, right? The Nesivus quotes this Yishalmi in Rav, that Rav holds because of Kli B'nai Yisrael Avodim, I could be chayza, the poel could be chayza, and the balabais could be chayza. Okay, so we don't go like that. You know, the sivit thinks we do, but we don't go like that, right? So, but what did Rav see in Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim? Obviously, he saw in Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim, Avadim, Avadim meant that that precludes a kinyan not to be chayza. It precludes such a form of schiris, which is daimel avdis. And Memela wants. That can be, so Memela, both parties could be chayza, side of Baal Bayis, side of Po could be chayza. So even though we don't go as a vayid, our Rav in Bavli doesn't hold that the Baal Bayis could be chayza, right? Baal Bayis, yad alak taktoino. Okay, maybe it could be chayza, but it didn't alak taktoino, but he can't be chayza, whatever. We don't go as a vayid, but we will go as a vayid that the Po could be chayza would be out of this din that Kalibnei Sravadim precludes the ability to create such an avdus, create such a schiris that you can't be chayza. So it must be the evik could be chayza. Once the evik could be chayza, it's no longer avdus, even if labais can't be chayza. The Shalmi went to the extreme. But lididan, even if we hold the labais can't be chayza, but the payol could be chayza to preclude avdus. We don't want him to be an evik, and by being chayza, he's ice evik. And the Chuvah Zikris Maisha, you can look it up, in Chayshu Mishach Chechla'av Pei Aleph, brings down both Pratim. He says either out, Skiran Kesev, like the guy's Maimini, or he says, he doesn't say who he's coming from, Lachar is coming from the Marik, he says, no, the Din Chazara precludes Avdis, and that's why you have a Din Chazara. We don't want you to be an Evid, so then Memela, we gave you the Din Chazara, and so now you're Ois Evid.
Why is it different than by a Noah, that you see when one person has a Kaya Chazara, it's automatic that the other one should also have a Kaya Chazara?
All right. Depending which shot, and it's not for now. Miuchas Ritvah says Bajain the Rive because of his busha, because he used Ma'ana guy. We can give you other reasons, or because he changes the structure. Okay, here he didn't change the structure. Okay, we have to know, we'll go through each shot, but not now. Hold on. All right, now. If you learn like that, so like the Oilim pointed out before, so that could be pshat in the shak. When the Ksais argued with the shak before to fend for the tour, that the reason why you're entitled to vav is al tzgrein kesef, so we set up pshat as the shak holds that even al tzgrein kesef it wouldn't work. But could be now a new pshat that the shak held that the din chazar is now al tzgrein kesef. The din chazar is to preclude av this. So we don't want you to become an ev. It's memela, you have not entitled to more than you work, so you're not entitled to more than four. Now this is very geschmack. The problem is I don't understand how we could hold of the Marik. I mean, how could we hold that Chazara precludes Avdis? That's the breaking point. Ois Chazara, you are an Avid. With Chazara, you're Ois Avid. Mefush Ramah Faket. The Ramah says you're now allowed to be Seich Atzmai for 3 years Bekeva. Why? Because that's Din Avdis. It's very nice Ramah. It's very geschmack. 3 years Kesach Asacha, Mishnah Asacha, very geschmack. But once I tell you that Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim says I don't want you to be an Eved, and to accomplish that, I'm going to give you a Koyach Chazara, and Mimele, you're no longer an Eved, you're a Po. Po's not an Eved, so masking yourself for 1,000 years. What's a chilek? You're not an Eved. Eved means without Chazara, and with Chazara, you're Ois Eved. So what does it have to do with Zman, how long you are or not? It seems to Ramah that Beisoid you are an Eved. And if you're going to go 3 years, it's even an Issa of this. It shouldn't be an Issa. You're not an Eved. Be right, you have a Chazara. Sorry?
The Ramah goes like the Mechaber. And then we have Shitzat Taisvis. The Taka argues on that halacha of the Ramah. Shach brings. And Taisvis goes like the Marek.
Starting, we're going to get to a Taisvis Marek. The Mechaber holds the Marek, and the Ramah is on that very Mechaber, right? Mechaber holds like the Marek. On that very Mechaber, Sif Gimel, the Ramah says, but you should know, don't do it for more than 3 years. And it's a very modern. And Mechaber just told you that Chazara means you're Ois Eved. And it comes on Ramah, but don't do it for 3 years. Doing for 3 years. If I spit gum for 3 years, chew gum for 3 years, and now all of a sudden it's an Issa. If I'm not an Eved, I'm not doing Avdis. So how could I have an Issa? And I'll go even further. We had the Olam knows already, we did last year, and I know, in Reish Kavzayin, Siflam and Gimel, the halakha is that but there's no anah by Poyalim. Why? Because Poyalim have a din Eved. Oh my goodness. Poyalim have a din Eved. Ain't la Poyal anah ke Eved, right? And the Chumash Sadechin says, it's something from our Gemara. You see from the Gemara, Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim v'la Avadim la Avadim. So you see, it could be Chayzah. You see, as a din Eved, Mamela, there's no anah. It's Mamish the Gemara, Rai Lehepach. The Gemara is saying, Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim, therefore we don't want you to be an Eved, and therefore we gave you din Chazar, today that you shouldn't be an Eved. So Mamela, it should be anah. The Chumash Sadechin bring a Rai from the Gemara, Fakef, and what he should bring a Rai. It makes no sense. If they all like the Marik, it's a Raya Lista. What's he want? And Lamai, Avad, you see, Lachara, like the Chuvis Maimini and others, that Avad, you are an Eved. You're still an Eved. Because the Din Chazar has learned out a Grain Kesef. Mamela learned out, oh, if you are an Eved, you have the Grain Kesef like an Eved. So there's a no, ain't a no like Avadim. And you can't be masking yourself for 3 years because that would be a Nisa of Avdis because you are an Eved.
Okay, so
Everyone says this, and Drishim Prisham saying a lot. Many say bring down this child. So you want to be right. Everyone also holds like this Chumash Hadeshim like this. So now you already have a right.
Yeah, it's a machaba. It's a machaba. Yeah, it's a machaba. Machaba of this coming from the Chumash Hadeshim. Okay, Ramban. In the Raman. Good. Fine. Let's go on. Now, the Tais brings a raya from the Taisis and Bamatiya Davira Manalav. Taisis over there holds that that he brings out Klibna Yisrael, Avadim, 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 you have a right to be Chayza. And he says, Mikom Makum Nira, the Mut, the last Gatsma, the Davka Ever Ivri, Shin Yachalag, says, Oiva, Mashenke, and a Paul, that could be Chayza, could be Oiva. Ah, it's the same thing like Evid. Must be you see that a Paul could be Chayza even more than Evid. A Paul could be Chayza even without the Dingra and Kasif. Or a Paul could be Chayza even if he doesn't have money. And Evid, if he can't be Chayza, Grand Kasif, he has money. From Taisis like the Marek. On his diet, it's Mufush Raya from Taisis, not like the Marek. Because if you learn like the Marek, there should not be any Issa, makes no sense. Once you're Ois Eved, because you have the Nun Chazar, you're not an Eved, you can never be Oiva in Issa. You're not Avdis. The Chazar says that you're not Avdis. Mamela, what's Taisis saying? Since Rav says that Klibin Eisra of Adam says that you can be Chayza, Mikom Makum, Taisis says, still I believe it's Mutalaska Atzmi because you could be Chayza. It's Faket, he understands it's Adrav. Because Rav says Klibin Eisra of Adam and we allow you to be Chayza, Kedei not to be an Eved, therefore it's Mutalaska Atzmi. Not his problem, and he said, oh, but you should know Mikom Makum Nira a Chilik that you could be Masket. Mamish Faket, what does he want? Alamai, you see from Taisis, that Avada, the Din, Chazar, doesn't preclude Avdis, you still would be an Evid. If not for Taisa's own pshat, that you have a right to be Chayza is different than Evid. Back to the drawing board. So what does Taisis mean? What's the chilek between a Poel and a Evid? Both of them didn't grow in Kesa, both have the right to be Chayza. So why by Evid are you Evid Issa and by a Poel you're not? So rather the Shashlan is a different pshat Taisis. But I want to suggest that we can shittim taisa just with our gama. I'm sure the Elam saw that the Bia Groa here in Sifkon Yeralef learns a whole new pshat. The Bia Groa says that avada you are an Eved, in the Marik, in the very Marik, it's Lav Mitameh. And I think maybe he did Lav Mitameh because he wanted to shittim with the Rambo that your avada and the Machab over there, the avada you're still an Eved. So why could you be Chayza growing Kesef without money? So he says, Faket, you are an Eved. And Be'etim Kedushim Dav Yizayin Umar Aleph says that an Eved himself would have the din growing Kesef even without money. If you're Chayza Shtara Ademeh, you would be able to be Chayza. And the only reason why not is because Maskanus HaGemara is Eved Ivri is Gufa Kani. So how are you going to shaf? How are you going to affect a Kinyan? Just like the Kinyonim, and Isha's Niknas, and she's Yaitzas. And Evid is Nikna, and he's Yaitze. What Kinyan are you going to do to effect a Yitzia, a Shechra? So that has to be with Kesef. So if you got going to be Kosa Shtar Domei, which doesn't have a halacha of Kesef, look at the Rashba over there, but doesn't have a halacha of Kesef, so you can't affect a Yitzah, you can't affect a Shechra with that. But at the Hilcha halacha of Gerein Kesef, Avada will be Maspik, even Shtar Domei, as Gerein Kesef, you see from the Gemara. It means, in other words, the Chiddush a crop grain kesef was two dinim. One is that you could force a back out, you could force a chazara bal kochay of the Odin. And second is that kesef gufa is a kinyan to be maitzim the Odin. Two different dinim. So shtar adnei would be enough out of the parsha of grain kesef, but it's still not enough for the kinyan if it's gufa ikane. So for Eved Ivri, which is Gufa Ikoni, you're right, Shtar Adamei is not going to make it. Not as Guroin Kesef. Not going to make it, it's not Kesef. But Poyo, which is not Gufa Ikoni, which doesn't need a Kinyan Kesef for the Yitzah, so all he has is that Chiddush at Tulundan of Eved that he has a Guroin Kesef. I've had this Maspik, Shtar Adamei. Tufusha Gamar, Shtar Adamei is enough for Guroin Kesef. No, that Maram already above on. It's a Kosh that came for Eved. Eved has a Guroin Kesef. Kosh came Poyo, which is even less, which also will have Guroin Kesef. Mamela. Memela, and that's look. Sorry, I don't know if you misguide yourself. Bekin and I have to do dafka b'shtar. If you misguide with other kin,
if you can, you'll say goodbye. I'm leaving.
Okay, you have to know. Maybe it's automatic. I hear the shaila. Now that lechayr is prat and taisis as well. Prat and taisis is that Eved is gufay kani. He can't be yoytzi without kesef. He can't be chayza. I mean, just to walk off the job is not enough. He has to have a kinyan to be mighty himself. Meshenk and a Poyol could be Chayza whenever he wants. Both are Tzedin Grand Kesef, but he could be Chayza whenever he wants. Without a Kinyan Yitzah, he could be Chayza. And really, it's a
Fush. Shtar doesn't work for him?
Shtar Adamei, no.
Shtar Adamei, Hainu Kesef.
And the Gemara said, but it's Kufa Kani.
No. Yeah,
alright, so now, so, and I believe it's a Mefusha Taisa Rosh. In the Taisa Rosh on Daf Yud Zayin over there, on Daf Yud over there, when he's touching up the chilik of Tosis between Eved and Poyel, the Tosa Rosh says the reason why Poyel is better than Eved is Shani Mechira de Gufay Konoi Mitzara Get Shichra. An Eved needs a Shichra, a Get Shichra, needs a Kinin to be Maitse. Meshenkin a Polka walk off that job without a Kinin to be Maitse. He doesn't need a Get Shichra, he doesn't need a Maisa Kinin Shichra to be Yaitse. Memela, he's different than an Eved. That's Tosis Shita. But it's not because he's not growing Kessel like the Tosis suggested. Sefer Shaldava, and it has to be like that because the Tzitzar Shgad holds that even the whole din of Poel Chazar is also growing Kesef, so that couldn't have been a Chilek. Sorry?
If the 3 years
is an Isavdus, according to some Rishayna.
Why?
Because that's Doimit to an Evid. Sorry? Okay, so that's Mishnah Schaas.
No, it's not saying, so it's only a Psukim, right? It's the same with the Anakash Marek.
I know, but the Marek is saying that Liban Yisrael is precluding. We don't want you to be an Evan, therefore we're allowing Chazara. The Pasuk doesn't say Chazara. The Pasuk says you can't be an Evan. And he understands, if you can't be an Evan, that means must you have Chazara, because this way you won't be an Evan. All right, so at the end of the day, sorry? Correct. He's quoting Zalok of Olay Metamei. That's what the Goyin does. That's what the Goyin does. I can't tell you that the Mechaba is like that, but the Goyin and the Mechaba is like that, and that's the Shtim with the Ramah. The Ramah holds like that too, that you're an Eved. And the Mechaba in Reshkov Zayin holds like that, Al Zavde. So Al Kokok, he was forced to say that Pshat. And so for Shodava, where the Kseis wanted to argue to Marik, it comes out, Lekul Yalmi, even if the Sorrow would be Al Zgarain Kesef, about that the Marik is Gerek, as Vusha Taisis, that holds that you could be Yotze without a Kinyan, and the Gerain Kesef is Maspik, even if you don't have money. Mamele shouldn't be losses mipsaka machana. Alright, let's continue. Let's move on. Lamaisa is the Shach and Sivkot and Tezvav is nistapik by Dova Ovid, which says you can't be choiza. It's chat that you can't be choiza, or you could be choiza just you could be seichel of a matan. Now, on the tzad that the Shach holds that you can't be choiza, and the Kseis Lamaisa names on that chat as well, that you can't be choiza. Dova Ovid, you can't be choiza. So what's going on? Why not to cleave Bnei Yisrael avadim lavadim lavadim? So Bishlam, if you learn like the Marik, that it's only to preclude avdis, so you could say, to the extent that you could be choiz when it's not a dava of it, that's maspik, that's enough to say that you're oisevet. If you could be choiz when it's not a dava of it, you're ready oisevet. So even though in a few situations by dava of it you can't be choiz, that's still not considered avdus, and you're fine. You got out of the issa, you got out of the kliban eser avadim lavadim. But if you learn like choiz, the truth maimini, these rishonim, that the chdin kliban Yisrael is geroin kesef, so who cares it's a dava of it? I'm still growing kesef. Why can't I be choiza? What's going on? Let me be choiza. I'll growing kesef. Elamai new din, a new takana. I mean, as the din peula that I have, and as the din growing kesef, the chay should be able to be choiza. Are you going to say that an eved ivri cannot be choiza with growing kesef when it's a hefset to the balabais? When it's a hefset to the other, when it's a dove over to the other, he won't be able to be choiza? Sorry?
Maybe.
Okay. Yo says maybe. I mean, it's a dove of chodesh. Sorry? As I'm saying, if you come up with other svaras mazik, you have to know. It's grammar. Grammar is part of a lot. So, okay, you have to know. Sorry? I understand, but the takana is going to override the grain kesef. Look, okay, fine. Okay, just planting a seed. Oh, yeah. No, next. Sorry? Why not?
He says the whole din is only a smach, the whole din by the foil anyway is only a smach. So he said it only here, not there.
Oh, yeah, okay, it needs a beer. I hear. Fine. The tshuva is. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. So that means by an eved ivri, if it's a dava ovid for the odin, the Torah would never be mattered. Dava ovid, you can't be chayza.
He never had more of a kinyan by it.
I never had more kinyan by Paul either. The kinyan avdus is more than Pula, and nevertheless, we're saying that it can't back out by Dov Avin. All right, next. Tshuva's Ritva says that when you make a kinyan, it's a Tvi Milsa also. The Shach didn't have the Ritva inside, but the Tshuva's Ritva says that when you make a kinyan, you cannot be Chayza. Why? Because it's a Tvi Milsa, and it's Masa Machakos B'Torah. And even, not only Sherek Sus, you can be Masa Machakos B'Torah, but even by Oino, it's still considered a Dovah Shabbat moment. So too, O Shibet Aguf. Don't say Shibir Aguf, you wouldn't be able to be Masa Machakos V'Toyah just like Oina. No, it's a Toys. Because not like those who share, not like Rashi, not like those who share. Because Oina also is considered a Dovah Shibir moment, and you're allowed to be Masa Machakos V'Toyah. So too over here, you're allowed to be Masa Machakos V'Toyah, not to be Choyza from your Shibir. It means not to be Choyza from your Avdas, not to be Choyza from your Pula. You won't be able to back out. That's what Dr. Chuvah here at Vaughn. Good. So now, let's. I'm just making a suggestion. If you learn like the Marik, the Be'etzem, Be'etzem, what does Kli B'nai Yisrael say that I cut my avdus? I could be choiz whenever I want not to become an avdus. So what comes along, this Masa Mashakal Sabbatari says, that I'm going to be mechayiv myself, you know, Tari says I shouldn't, I'm going to mechayiv myself anyway the whole 6 years, and I will be mechayiv myself for the extra 3 years, whatever. I'm mechayiv myself even for the post-Chazara days. Normally I can't, but I'm going to be Masa Mashakal Sabbatari, that even with the Chazara, I'm still going to be mechayiv myself, and I cannot back out, and I will be inevit, even though the Torah doesn't allow it. So I'm being mechayiv myself something new, I'm making, creating a Shibud. So the Ritva is bothered, hey, that's a davar shebeguf, you can't do that. No, you could, that's also considered davar shebemamon. That's very good. If you learn like the Maran, that it's out, Gerein Kesed, that means beside, I am a shebe the whole time, Pais Chazara, I can never be Chazan. I can't walk off the job, can't stop it short, I'm shebe the entire Zman. No, but it comes along Gerein Kesed and says that I could buy myself back, I can buy myself out. So what's Masa Mashkasa B'Torah would be then? That you can't buy yourself back. It's not to create a shebet. The shebet you meshubet even post chazar, no matter what. It prevents you from buying yourself back. So you have to know: was that considered like oina? Is that considered a shebet aguf that the ritva has to bavon? You should know that yes, even that you're allowed to be masa machakas batara. I sold you a chayfetz, called myself, and I'm buying back myself. I'm buying a chayfetz. I've added a tatzah of the buying would be my shibud. It means a tatzah of the buying would be my work. But shervik sus is also, tatzah is guf. If she starves to death, she's in pain. It hurts her, right? But we can still view it as a davar mamon, because the sheep, what he has to provide is mamon, what he has to provide is ksus. If she's naked and she's freezing to death, it's also a tsar haguf. But that's still, for sure, davar mamon. That wasn't even a shaila. So if it's, I'm buying myself back, the chedat should be maybe only a davar mamon. So why do you have to bavon? No, it's even by oin, it's shibra guf, and you can still buy yourself back. You can still be masa mashakaz vatar. It might be, he could ning with me, no problem. But at least it might be a shtik of mashmais that he learned like the marin. It's to prevent. There's a pschus in the Torah called Chazara. Look at also that the Torah doesn't allow me to create a shiva for more. I'm creating a ishus without shekhsus vaina. I'm creating a shibud of kiddushin. I'm creating it without a shiva because I'm just parting myself from that shibud. Okay, we could talk about it. All right. To patis, to be mechayiv even by meisam machmas malacha. Sorry? Yerusha. Okay, good. Fine. Okay, but at the end of the day now, Lamaisa is the Shach had a problem with the Ritva and he's searching reasons why he has a problem, how he's going to argue with the Ritva. But Lididan, that we have the Ritva, so first of all, a bunch of the Shach's problems fall away. But Lididan, I would tell you, it's a fush, we zikha don't pass him like the Ritva for a different reason. The whole Ritva is geboit that you can be masa masha kosabatari even by oina. Because oina is too, also a din it's considered a davish of a moment. It's makloikas vishainim. How do we paskin? As a mefusha mechab and evan, as a simon samak tesiv vav, that says oina is considered a davish of a guf. It's not a davish of a moment. So if oina doesn't work, this kinin, which is the tfliya milsa, it's as if you are masa masha kosa betaira on your guf, is for sure not going to work. If oina itself doesn't work, so the mechab can't hold the ritva. So, sorry? Why? No, maybe he had it, but who said he passed him like that? Because my clerk is Rishonim. The Ritva Lishitasi, there's so many Rishonim who hold like that. The Mice is the Marik and Ebenezer of Beishmu brings down, Marik Bashem Rabbeinu Tamotaka argues with the Machaba. I have no problem. I understand. I recognize my clerk is Rishonim. I have no problem the Ritva wants to go like that. But you want to know Lididan the Machaba, and the Ramad doesn't argue, is a Fusha Machaba that you cannot be Masa Mashakas Matur on Oina. So who are in this, which is like on your kin, and let me take it closer. Let me bring it home. You don't have to go to Evan Ezra by Oina. Here, Choshe Mishpan Simin Tzadi Zayim Tiftes Vav, the Mechaba Paskins that a loiva cannot be. You cannot force a loiva if a loiva doesn't have money to pay you back. You can't force him to go work. And even if he was masna on himself, b'shasta hava, that you should know, if I cannot pay you back, I will go to work. I'm mishab myself that I must go to work. I must work for you. Zakim mechaba, it will not work. V'afilo hisnal atzmoi sheyitvois hamal ve'esgufoi v'kosav loizeh b'shtar. Still, it doesn't work. Fusha mechaba, it does not work. Why not? I was masna. Gvali. He was masna. He cannot be choizah. He created a schiris, and he was mad he cannot be choizer. And God, the weird doesn't work over there. The Tzman says because klipan ezra avadim lo avadim lo avadim. Shtari koydim. And so, but he was mad he's not going to be choizer. He was mad that he got to work. Why doesn't it work? Zok the goyin over there sukkot memhei. Because even like Rabbi Yehuda holds mad that mashakasa b'tera tonight kaim, but not b'davish b'guf. He's mad that doesn't work. And this is a davish b'guf. To be meshabed yourself that you got to work without being choizer is a davish b'guf that doesn't work. So if that's what he says over there, it's mamish the same din over here. So to hire yourself out that you can't be chayza, it's just like this. You're hiding yourself out that you can't be chayza. It's a davish b'guf. It won't work. It's mas mashkas b'tayr. It's not going to work. So about it, we don't pass on like the Ritva.
Kavanas would work. You should shav yourself to work. If you borrow money, you can shav it that you're going to do kavanas.
Oh, I hit a pun. All right, shayna pun. Fine. Chaperine. Another quick thing. We'll try. Anyone has to leave could leave. The Torah brings down from the Ri a chiddush din, and that is that when the adkan we said a poke be akolakta bechatzi ayoyim is only if he wants to be choizer for altruistic reasons. He would like to be choizer because it's a very nice thing not to be an eved anymore. It's very nice. He wants to be choizer, but the reason why he wants to be choizer because a yoike price went up. He doesn't like this deal anymore. He wants to be choizer, then he can't be choizer. That's a good Torah. So you have to know what's going on. Let's go through. I mean, if you all like the Marik, that the vote is because Klim Bnei Yisrael precludes Avdis. So the Maisa, I'm now to be an Evid, so I must have the right to be Chayza. Who cares what my reason is to be Chayza? I must have the right to be Chayza. So you're going to have to say Vital, like we said by Dov Ovid, that Mibaut, you have a right to be Chayza when it's not a Dov Ovid. And Mibaut, you have a right to be Chayza when it's not Yoika. To stop you from being Chayza when it's Yoika, it's still not Avdis.
Well, Avdis. In the same case here. Over there, it's for a different case. Over here, in this case, you can also be Chayza, just for not for this reason. You have to ask someone.
Good. Fine.
It's not fair because he's double Ovid. That's why I'm a threat.
Good. I have no problem. But you have to say, and that's still considered not an Evid. The fact that you can be Chayza on other cases with other motives, that still makes it not an Evid. Still needs a time. So who cares? Okay, so you're not an Evid. But why in the world? Just because it went up in price, why should that prevent you from being Chayza? What's going on? So the Marik, you could just say, is that just like by Dov Ovid, we mishabed yourself. We don't want you backing out for that reason. Maybe it was implicit understood that you're not going to back out just because you got a burn deal. Just like when the price goes down, I'm locked in and I'm going to have to pay you. So the price goes up, I expect you to do the same and not back out. The Chiddush HaKrok Lim Nezer of Adam doesn't say in this case, because it's enough to be Oys Evid if you can be Chayz in other cases. So that would be enough. All right. The mice, if you learn like the Maram that the din is Gerein Kesef, so what's going on? You can't do Gerein Kesef B'chei Gavna. You're going to have to, I mean, that's what it seems that he's trying to say. That Akkanan, the Chiddush HaKrok Lim Nezer of Adam that allows you to do Gerein Kesef is if you plan on going to freedom. But if tomorrow you're just going to haul yourself back out, so you're going from Avdis la Avdis. Avdis l'cheir is to Klip B'nai Yisrael Avodim. But Avdis la Avdis was no Chiddush HaKorah Gerein Kesef. So if you're doing it because Machmas Yeh, because you're planning on hiring yourself out immediately to someone else to get a better deal. Yeah. So you're going by Avdis la Avdis, B'chai Gavne, there's no Chiddush HaKorah Gerein Kesef. And Bazaar is going to come out a brilliant chiddush, but Yol has no problem by Dov Ovid. We'll say the same thing here. Yeah. That, yeah, by Avdis also, if you plan on selling yourself out again, it's going to come out. It's
second freedom
between
jobs and
then what? Oh, yeah. Okay, now Lamais, sorry? Nachal is gone?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Lamais is, if you look, the Bach holds something entirely different. The Bach learned that the Yoik is not because of Yoik, I'm going to hire myself out tomorrow. Even though I gave up Avdis, I don't want to do this anymore. But a Yois, I'm only the Makas Yoika. So it implies that if you would continue to pay me by Yoika, I would continue to work. So I'm still holding by the Avdis, so then I have no right to back out. Now, it still doesn't stream with the Marik. It's not the Marik. If you learn like the Marik, the vote is that precluded Avdis, so I'm not an Evid, so therefore I'm allowed to be Choyza. Klip Bnei Yisrael said, I can't be an Evid, so I must be able to be Choyza. Like the Bach, it seems like I am an Evid. I'm still an Evid even when I'm working for you. Just the reason I'm allowed to be Chayza is not to remain an Evid. It's a new word. And not, it's a third shot. The reason, not to Chayza, not. The reason why I'm able to be Chayza is not to remain an Evid. And if the reason why I'm Chayza is only because of Yeka, which implies that I would stay on and I won't mind remaining an Evid if you give me the right price, so I'm not being Chayza, kidei not to remain an Evid, then the Torah never gave me a Chiddush Chazara. So it comes out, l'chayr, a whole third angle. You have to shtim now the back and go back to every prat or prat. It's a new thing. You could be an Evid, just the chazara is kedei not to remain an Evid. All right. And there's more here. There's a Ksam Saifa. I just obviously ran out of time. But, hein l'chachem v'yekamoyd.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.